going on? And he said, well, the river is rising fast. But he said, I think that you're okay where you are. I think it'll just be, you know, water in the grass. And I said, well, that's okay, and the basement might get flooded, so I'll just bring the paint up, because I'd bought 20 gallons of paint, because I was going to paint the inside of the house last winter. And just as I finished bringing them up and I closed the basement door, it was like a blast, like a bomb had hit the house, and that was when the basement wall caved in. It even opened the door that I had just locked. And it even scared my cat that was in the hall with me at the time. And I think she helped save my life, really, because she ran into my bedroom, down the hall into my bedroom. And when I saw her do that, I thought, oh, God, you know, I better straighten up and not get panicky, or otherwise, you know, we'll both be lost. So I coaxed her out and put her in a traveling case with some cottage cheese. And then I even packed a change of clothes and took a pillow and put a hat and gloves and boots and coat on. And this was, the water was coming, you know, then into the floor from the basement. And I put everything, the suitcase and everything, out on the porch, the front porch. And I had seen the fire truck coming down. But anyway, I yelled to them, you know, please help me. And they yelled back and said, well, just hold on because there's a boat coming. So I stayed on the porch for a little while, but then the water was rising there. So I went back into the house. I opened the door, and boy, the water just gushed out. So I had my bag and everything with me, and I opened the door, and I put it on the, put my bag on the dining room table, and then I put the cat on a box on top of the television in the living room, and I got a chair. These were heavy iron chairs I had in the dining room. I got one of those chairs and sat by the door on it so that I could hold the door open to let the water pass out from the basement. And the house started to move then. And when I felt that it was starting to move, why, I quick took my purse and put it in the closet and jammed clothes around it because I thought, well, those are important papers in there and maybe I'll find them together, which I never did. But I let the door go, and by this time the water was up to my chin while I was sitting there. So I let the door go, and I sort of swam almost to the dining room and got a bar stool, and I took it around to the living room near the television where my cat was, and it was an inside wall next to that the hall closet, and I figured that might be the last wall to go, which it was later. But while I was sitting on the bar stool, and you know how high they are, the water was getting up to about here, and then I saw the ceiling starting to collapse. I wanted, you know, to be knocked out, and of course I wasn't. But as it started to fall, I took the cat, though, in her case and just threw her into the water. I figured, well, at least she'd drown right away. But when the ceiling came down, I felt like I was drowning. And I kept fighting it, and then finally I said, you might as well drown it over with. So I just opened my mouth and breathed in water. And then the next thing I knew, it was like a big wave threw me out, and I grabbed hold of these trees. when I was standing there and holding on, I said to myself, this is a stupid place for a woman your age to be. Oh, boy. Oh, and then after I said, it's a dumb place for a woman my age to be, I thought, gosh, I'm going to get a sinus headache out here. It's strange the things you think about, you know. And then I said, hypothermia. Well, I better keep moving. So I just tried to keep moving, you know. And they told me later that I had rubbed all the bark off of one of the trees. And the debris kept hitting me, and I didn't mind because it did help to keep me warm. It really did. It was a good thing I had my coat on. And, oh, I had put on a white coat when I thought I was going to be rescued because I thought, well, that'll show up. And, of course, it got dirty from the flood, so they couldn't even see me hardly until they got about 10 feet away from me when they rescued me. But during the night, it started to rain, and a globe from a light, you know, a ceiling fixture passed. So I just grabbed hold of it and put it on my head because I had lost my hat, see, when the ceiling caved in. And that helped keep my head warm for a little while. And my chest was cold because this coat didn't have buttons on it, see. And I'm very susceptible to colds, having bronchitis and asthma. And that was another thing. I thought, oh, boy, we all have an asthma attack out here. But I grabbed a piece of styrofoam, and I know it was one that I'd had down in the basement that I was going to use for insulation down there. And I grabbed that and put it up under my blouse. And that helped to keep me warm. And then I saw all these lights over on the Moss Bridge Road, and I thought that they were coming to rescue me. And that was when they were rescuing Amy. And oh boy, I really had hope then, you know. But then when they went away, boy, I never felt so alone in all my life. But at one point I said, well, if I can last out the night, somebody will find me, and they did. When dawn came and I started to see people, you know, come down to the water's edge, which was still like a big lake, and I started yelling, and this girl heard me and found these couple of men, and they waded in. They even held hands because they didn't know what they were going to fall into, you know. So then they said, well, we'll carry out. I said, oh, no, I'm too heavy to carry out. I said, just walk me out. I said, my legs need to be walked. So we'd walk three or four steps and stop and finally got up to his house. And his wife just took all my clothes off and put me in a warm suit that she had. They didn't have any electricity, but they did have a fireplace. And she said, can I give you something to drink? We don't have anything hot. And all I could think of was, gee, I'd like to have a glass of brandy or a glass of wine. It would really warm me. And they happened to be teetotalers. So she gave me a glass of cold milk.